sign the land that you own this place, the one place up here and the upper side of the place, one over yonder. You can't hardly go deeper than the sand, you see. Well, it don't last long, and the crop will burn up in the hot summertime. It gets hot and dry, you see, with over moisture. Now, this land has got a clay foundation on it down 8 or 10 feet, and it's from there on it's clay and sand mixed. You go down about 50 or 60 feet and find all the water, a good water you're looking for, you see. And the sand don't bother until you get down there and hit that white or yellow sand in the water, and then it'll come in strong, but it won't cave in, what I'm trying to say. In boring a well or digging a well, it won't cave in.
I see.
A lot of sand, you see, will fall in next as fast as you dig, but this don't do that. It's got a good foundation, and it's a good fertile soil on top of that red clay in here.
What's the difference between buckshotty and loamy land?
Well, I wouldn't know that. Loamy land is general land in the prairie country, you see.
Oh.
And the buckshot is, to the delta land is what we call clay and hill land. It's lumpy and hard to cultivate and do anything with. And that buckshot land is full of gravel that's got gumbo in it. And that gumbo land, it gets wet, it'll just stick your shoes and feet and just keep patching up, you don't scrape it off.
Mm-hmm. That's not too rich then.
Not as good as some of the other.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned using a wagon and the cart and the mail route and a wagon on the, did you ever use buggies very much?
Yeah, we used buggy. I owned a buggy when me and my wife married. Horse and buggy. But they quit that to see and went to buying cars pretty shortly at that. By the, in the early 20s, why there's lots of cars scattered around, you see. And by the early 30s, why there's nearly everybody had a car, and the buggies was done away with. Men that could own a good horse and buggy traded for a car, sold it and bought it, or let somebody else have it, and went to town and bought them a car, one of them. And that was all done away with. And then the boys got to, old country, got to working at sawmills and buying them a car and paying for it that way, you see.
So
I bought my first car in 1929, I believe it was.
1929.
I bought it in February of 1929.
Would you explain the different parts to the buggy? How did you get it? Get the horse
through the buggy? Well, it was what they call the shaves, and made out of wood, and it curved from the axle up, we'll say a foot and a half, and then it went straight out beside the horse. Two shaves about the size of your arm, you see, that shape, you see. Then you had a special kind of harness that fit through those shaves. Back there where that shave made that bowl, there was a cross piece in that, had a what you call a singletree on top of it. And you hooked the tracer, if you know what a tracer was, to a harness that come down the side of a horse's side, and hooked him to the plow or the wagon, whatever it was. Most of the time that is all leather harness, and it hooked to a singletree back there that was as wide, as nearly as wide as the bed of the buggy was, you see. You hooked him to that. And them shaves there had a strap fastened to them out about middle ways and come back there and snapped to the britching on the horse that, so he could hold it back, you see. And them leather traces went up to the hames and collar and fastened that single tree and he pulled by that.
I see.
And he had a thing over his back, they called a back band and belly band that fastened on the other side, kept them shaves from going up and down, you see. You had a loop to put them in, then you had a belly band. The fashion it keeps them riding up.
I see.
And he pulled it, well, that's it. Then you had lines that ran through the back band and through the hames on the collar down to the bits. And you pulled him whichever way you wanted to go with him.
Sure. Suppose you had two horses.
Well, you had two of them. You had the same rig then. You'd have to wagon with two horses on it. Maybe if you had a double buggy or a surrey that you worked two horses to, you'd have a leather harness on them out and out. Rigged up similar to a wagon horse, you see. Mm-hmm. And you had a breast yoke out there across the end of the tongue, whether it's a wagon or a surrey, and you had a strap going from the hames on the collar down to that to hold that up, you see.